This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past, a refreshing way for you to start your day, enjoy the early morning hours or mid-morning hours. It's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and the orchestra leader is Kara Schillen. I guess I may be the orchestra leader, but she certainly is responsible for the sound of the orchestra and her perch down in Washington in the main studio of our originating network. That's one of the words I have, originating. It's like sleep. I don't like to say the word sleep, so I use other words like
why?
I love to say the word sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't think my mouth forms it well. I don't think it feels comfortable in my mouth. One of the few words that does not sound like I want it to sound when it comes out of my mouth. Who else thinks of things in that way? But I earn my living talking, so I want to be precise, and I like to have good enunciation. I don't want to swallow my words.
And you think the word sleep doesn't come out of your mouth
when I say
correctly?
It. I don't think it. Does it sound okay when I say sleep?
Yeah, that sounds normal.
Really?
It's really weird.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. Okay, speaking of weird, you don't have to deal. Well, you have all wonderful partners to share your thoughts with around you, and so why don't you help yourself to all of our ears?
Well, I think we can't miss the big story from politics in the past week, and that is that Joe Biden has made 20 official Democrat candidates in the race, 21 total if you count the Republican Bill Weld, who is going to run against President Trump. This makes it the most popular primary in history, and no doubt before we get to the very first primary debate in June in Miami, there will probably be a few more candidates that will jump in to the mix. Now, Joe Biden has jumped in to kind of an interesting scenario. He, I think, would have been one of the front runners, if maybe not the president, if he had run in 2016. But now when he jumps in for 2020, well, it's a whole different ballgame, and you have a lot of people gunning for Joe, Republicans and Democrats alike. He jumps in as the presumptive front runner, but we are still looking to see how his fundraising efforts will match up against Bernie Sanders, who has been the declared front runner for the last several months. He's also doing the best when it comes to fundraising. There is a nasty race brewing between Bernie and Joe Biden, with more of the establishment Democrats falling behind Joe and the progressive branch of the Democratic Party falling behind Bernie Sanders. Now, a lot of people are already jumping ahead to the general election, a possible matchup between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And I think Joe actually matches up best on paper to go up against the president over some of the other candidates. Mm-hmm. But it'll be interesting to see if over the next few months Joe Biden can actually survive in the Democratic primary, because there are a lot of people in the DNC, the organization of the party, that feel he's not moderate enough, that feel he's not young enough, he's not multicultural, and he's not woman enough to be a desired candidate for the direction of the party. So it'll be interesting to see how the primary shakes out for Joe. If he can move forward and face President Trump, I do think it'll be the toughest match up for the president, although there are a lot of things that Trump could tie to Biden. That includes some of the spying stuff from the Obama administration on the Trump campaign. Obviously, the Trump economy doing better than the Obama economy, especially in the key states that tend to determine elections. President Trump has brought back several industries like the coal industry that the Obama administration had all but eradicated. So there are some fight back points for President Trump, but certainly it would be a tight matchup between the two of them, because Joe Biden being more moderate actually appeals to more independents, which will ultimately determine the presidential election.
Okay. So who among all of these candidates is the most transparent, do you think? Who is it that has the most... Well, like the,
I don't think there's a politician. I mean, I think there are people who are transparent when they try to tell people what they're doing and why they're doing it. But I think all of these candidates right now, especially, are looking for the right spin on all of the issues. They're all trying to win a vote or buy a vote. And that's what we're seeing. I mean, that's what politics is.
So in this circumstance that we find ourselves in today, it's interesting that you say what you do. And I know that both of you have sort of brought this into the focus. That is, where is today's Democratic Party or Democrat Party, depending on who you listen to? Okay, so it's the Democrat. But is that where America is? The Democrats seem to have lost sight of the fact that just because they're Democrats and because they may be in charge of the House at the moment, it isn't because of the likes of most of the people who are running for president. That's not where the public is. I'm not saying where I am. I'm just telling you that the average person isn't where these people are. It may be the certain age groups, certain demographic groups, women, men, maybe. But I'm telling you that from my vantage point, having watched a lot of political conventions, having watched a lot of politics over my life, I've always been interested. I ran for my first public office back when I was 21, here in the town where I live. And I've just always had a keen interest in politics for a lot of different reasons. I don't see a candidate that has universal appeal other than Biden, or has the best chance of universal appeal. I don't even think Donald Trump has universal appeal. He's got strong credentials.
He's so polarizing.
Among, right. He doesn't have universal appeal, and neither do the rest of these people that are running, with the exception of Biden. I think he, and he certainly doesn't have universal appeal, but he has the most, he is the, I think Jennifer has said it well, he stands the best chance of countering Trump because he isn't like Trump at all. It gives you a clear choice. The two of them matched up against each other make for a
so
clear
different.
Choice.
Yeah.
I don't
true.
Think
that's
there's
a very good
anybody
analysis. Yeah.
In the Democratic Party who there is no one other than who is intriguing in the case of Buttigieg or whatever his name is.
Buttigieg.
I think he does have some. The rest of them are just
I
all
think down the road right. He's going to be. I don't think
yeah,
he's
yeah,
ready
he
right now.
I think Beto O'Rourke burned himself out in the first
totally
round.
Burned
he's
out. He's
done.
Yep.
Finished. Mm-hmm. Forget him.
Yeah. He's also a weirdo. The stories that came out about him makes him look like he's like weird. But here's one thing that I would say if I were a Democratic strategist. I am not. I intend to vote for the president as of today. Obviously, things can change. But the one thing that Democrats are doing all across the board, and I was surprised to see that Joe Biden did it too, is that instead of playing on real issues, they're playing on people's emotions instead. So instead
fear.
Of saying
fear.
And what you
and,
yeah, fear mongering and also identity politics, which the
awful.
American people are sick of and they don't like. And so when Joe Biden launched his campaign, all he's talking about is Charlottesville and not even attributing honestly what Donald Trump said in Charlottesville. So I think there's an issue with that because, Doug, what you said is absolutely right. You need a candidate who can say, this is what the guy in the White House is doing, and here are my ideas to do it better. But instead, we're getting, well, I don't like him, and he's a racist, and anybody who supports him is a Nazi.
What is
and
that?
That's what I get.
A campaign.
And that's not going to make me ever want to vote for you because don't call me a Nazi. That is offensive to me. So I think there needs to be something where there's the candidate that goes up against Trump is actually going to have to start articulating platform differences. Otherwise, I don't think it works.
Issues. Choose your candidate wisely. 15 past the hour on the DJV show. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of Nugenix. Free bottle of Nugenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep, free bottle, Nugenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
The Geek Out. This week, Wired Magazine spilled the beans on the next generation gaming console we assume will be called the PlayStation 5. It's going to be fast. A new third generation 8-core AMD CPU and a graphics processor capable of something called ray tracing. This is technology common in Hollywood visual effects, but currently has never been in a gaming console. Also, a shift to solid state hard drives that are capable of delivering data at blistering new speeds, and lots of info about 8K, virtual reality, and that it will continue to accept physical media and be backwards compatible for older PlayStation games. Now, we don't have prices or release dates, but we have linked to Wired's article about the PlayStation 5 at the Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin.
Hey, y'all, this is Elizabeth with Calitrin. I just wanted to extend this huge special that we have right now. It's our Easter Unlimited Buy 3, Get 3 Free. This only comes around a few times a year, so this is your opportunity to get Calitrin. 6 months at half price. Who doesn't love that? So check it out. Toploss.com is the website. TOPLOSS.com. That's where you can find the Buy 3, Get 3 Free at toploss.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. And take advantage of the big Buy 3, Get 3 sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So a couple of people in the news today. Jay Leno has surprised an ailing veteran with George Bush's service car. It's pretty interesting.
I love
David
this
Miller
story. Everyone should look up the video, too. It's really wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can tell the story if you'd like. I'm happy to have you tell the story. It's a good story about this poor man, David Miller, who's yet another victim of being at war. And so Jenna Bush, the granddaughter, and Jay Leno, this special gift that was once a car used by late President George H.W. Bush, the dad, and helped make life easier for this fellow. Jenna became emotional as she joined Leno to surprise, let's see, is he a lieutenant? Was he a lieutenant, Miller?
I don't know what his rank was, but, yeah, just U.S. Navy veteran.
They rolled up in a Secret Service van modified to meet Miller's needs that had been used by Jenna's beloved Gampy in his later years. Jenna also presented Miller with a personalized letter from her father, George W. Bush, recognizing Miller for his service and noting that his father would have been honored to donate the vehicle. It's just one of those touches, you know. You look at the story, you hear the story, and you just want to cry. That's what you want to do. It's one of those great emotional layers that we find. And who better to present a car like that than Jay Leno? So good for him and good for her and good for them. Story of Kimberly Bishop, another name in the news. She was kayaking at one of those Hawaiian bays that you can't pronounce the name of. And she looked around behind her, and there was a shark. And the shark, this was a lady from Glendale, actually, Jennifer. They spend a lot of time, the family, over in Hawaii. So the shark hit the side of the kayak, tipped it over, and then chomped into her leg.
That's how I would like to be.
21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ooh, baby, you're running really hot.
You got the cold, cold sweat, the bad, bad chill.
You don't need no tea, honey. You don't need no pill. You gotta rock it up, brother, rock it off. Blast through your fever, forget about your call. The blue don't stand a chance. Get off, brother, rock it off. Now when it's really going wrong,
rock it off.
I can come out of the house.
Still a little rocking and rolling. Notice I don't do my gerunds when it comes to rockin' and rollin'. Rock and roll is here to stay and will never die. Brian Setzer proves that here as we get started in our music review for this half hour of the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I think all like the music of Brian Setzer. Yes?
Sure. You feel it? Love. Yeah, we're going to see the Stray Cats.
Are you?
In August.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah,
good.
They're great.
A couple of years back, Brian Setzer found himself at a roadside motel in Lubbock, Texas. Oh, man, I wouldn't want to. Wouldn't be where my first stop would want to be. He was due to play a show that night, and his songwriting partner, Mike Himmelstein, was on the phone asking how he was feeling. Setzer said, quote, "I'm a little off today. Don't worry, tonight I'm going to rock it off." Himmelstein thought that was a pretty good phrase, so he asked Setzer what he meant. And he said, quote, "You know, if you have a hangover or you don't feel that good, we say you're going to rock it off." 10 minutes later, Himmelstein called Setzer back with finished lyrics for a song called Rock It Off, which you are listening to right now. Rock It Off, about how music works like medicine. Right? When conditions are right. I think that's true. Don't you feel better after you listen to a song you really like?
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
In the last, well, we played Arbor Day, the Arbors in graduation day. That made me feel good. Lovely. Anyway, so I know you would rock it off. Premiered yesterday, newest single off of 40, Setzer's first new album with the Stray Cats in 26 years, which will come down on the 24th of next month. The LP marks the 40th anniversary of their formation in Long Island. Man, I didn't know they'd been around that long. Rock It Off, available now for download with pre-orders of 40. So, looking beyond the 40th anniversary, Setzer says Stray Cats are likely to continue making records and hitting the road whenever the mood strikes them. In fact, the Cats are preparing to embark on their new tour in August of this year. So, good stuff from Brian Setzer and the Stray Cats. That movie. Actually, Rich McFadden introduced me to Brian Setzer a number of years ago, and I just took to it immediately. It's that kind of music, isn't it? You know, just take to it.
Yeah, it just makes you happy.
Yeah. All right, well, that's our job here, also to make you happy. Next up, see if this makes you happy. 26 past the hour, Rick Springfield. Yeah, remember Jesse's Girl? Says he raised his eyebrows a bit when he was invited to Germany to play 6 weeks of orchestral concerts last year, but the experience gave birth to this new album he's got, Orchestrating My Life. He said, what? But this is something they do regularly with American artists over there, so I went over. It was great. We had great musicians, great arrangements, so it's pretty painless, and we decided to do a record, and that's where Orchestrating My Life came from. That's due out today as well, featuring Springfield hits like Jesse's Girl, Don't Talk to Strangers, Affair of the Heart, Human Touch, and I've Done Everything for You to big orchestras. That'd be kind of nice. The wow moments for him came in a pair of deeply personal tracks, My Father's Chair, which he wrote after his father passed, and Irreplaceable, which he composed after his mother died. The songs are my way of honoring them, he says. My father's chair has been recited at services, even chiseled on gravestones. And when my mom died, you can't just sit down and say, all right, I'm going to write a song.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
5 people are dead from violent storms that tear through Texas and Louisiana. As forecasters say, the storm system is now headed into the mid-Atlantic, still featuring strong winds, large hail, and a tornado risk, especially for portions of North Carolina and Virginia. It looks like the worst is over for a Chicago suburb, Beach Park, where people were told to shelter in place after a tractor-trailer crash caused an ammonia gas leak yesterday, but officials say they're still trying to account for everyone.
I want to be sure if somebody was sleeping with the windows open last night that they're safe.
That's a county sheriff's spokesman. Kyle Murray, the 2018 Heisman Trophy winner from Oklahoma, the first athlete to ever be selected in the first rounds of the NFL and Major League Baseball drafts, the Arizona Cardinals made him the number one pick in the NFL draft last night. This is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listen live, take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
We are charming, if nothing else. The charming Victoria Keelan is here, charming Jennifer Horn, charming Kara Schill, charmed, I'm sure, as they say here in New England, charmed. I'm Doug Steffen, perhaps the most charming of all of us. Here I am in all my glory, giving, however, my energy to Victoria, who's got this half hour's lead story.
Well, the big trending story in the world of entertainment is the new James Bond film. This is the 25th James Bond movie, and they had a big press conference on Thursday. Most of the cast was down in on the island of Jamaica at Ian Fleming's GoldenEye estate, where he actually lived. That was his home. And so they used that as the backdrop to announce the casting of the new James Bond movie. Everyone is back from Spectre, which I thought was a terrible James Bond movie. It was a really bad movie. But everyone is back from that. Ralph Fiennes is still going to be M. Ben Whishaw is still Q. So a lot of the favorite, Naomi Harris is still Moneypenny. So a lot of the favorite actors that people have seen in the last few movies, they'll be back. Now, the biggest casting news is Oscar winner Rami Malek is the new Bond villain. And during this press conference, he is filming in New York City right now, the final season of Mr. Robot. And so he was not able to be at the launch in Jamaica. But he sent a little video out saying he was excited to join the cast. And some other Bond villains from the past will be making a resurrection of sorts. Grace Jones from the 80s. She is going to have a cameo. Yeah. She's going to be back. And obviously as a different character because I think she was killed off when she was last
Bond
villain.
She blew up. She was she saved James Bond by blowing up herself on a train that had a bomb on it. That was one of the great... the bad guy in that was, what's his face? He's around today still, and he plays a fabulous bad guy. And he's one of our great character actors, as a matter of fact. What the heck? Live and Let Die was the movie. Keep going.
What's his bad guy name? What's his name in the movie?
Do you remember the villain?
Christopher Walken.
Walken, that's it. Yep.
Oh, Christopher Walken. Oh, yeah, he is a good bad guy.
He's a good bad guy.
Great bad guy. He is.
He was in that movie with Grace Jones. That's why I brought it up.
So Grace Jones will be in this new Bond movie. It doesn't have a title yet, and it doesn't even have a finalized script. However, it does have a release date of April 8th of 2020. Christoph Waltz, who is also an Oscar winner, he was in Spectre. He was the bad guy who was captured alive at the end of it, so he is reportedly going to be in this next version. Now, some of the drama that's already happening on set, apparently, is that Daniel Craig, who is James Bond, apparently he is incredibly difficult to work with, and they haven't even really started any of the main production yet, but people are already saying on the set that he is impossible to work with, he's very difficult, and people don't want to work with him, he doesn't really want to be there, which he also made it pretty clear after Spectre. His direct quote was, he'd rather slash his wrists than ever play Bond again, so they must have given him a very large paycheck.
$50 million.
Yeah, so I guess he's there, but, you know, kind of half-heartedly he's there. So I guess there's already some drama. And he hasn't even done a scene with Rami Malek yet. So hopefully Rami, who is known to be very sweet and likable, hopefully they won't clash.
So there's the James Bond. So that's good. Here I am, Carrie. You didn't get me. I said so again. Doggone it. The latest from Puke and Putin. Let's see, there are a couple of things going on here. As you remember, he met with Little Fatty this week, right? And he says he's going to brief our leaders, that is the United States, on the summit he had. It's the first time they met, because Little Fatty wants to, well, I'm not sure how this all fits together. Who wants to do what with whom? They want to have guarantees in order to denuclearize, so he doesn't. Well, apparently, Putin thinks. Little Fatty thinks Putin. Putin can have some sway over the United States. How does he figure that?
No, I don't think so. I think mostly what is going on is that Kim Jong-un wants to be seen as another powerful world leader, and so he's got meetings scheduled with China. He's got meetings that he had this past week with Russia. And Russia has already said that they're gonna tell the United States what went on. They said the same thing that the United States did, that they think he wants to denuke if the deal is right. I don't think that this is, other than the fact that they can bond over probably, you know, hating America, the Russians have a lot, just as much to lose, if not more than America does, by a nuclear Kim Jong-un, and that's because they can reach him very easily right now with the capabilities that we know that North Korea has. So Russia is not necessarily buddying up to Kim Jong-un. They are still very separate in all of this. And Russia, I think it would be in their best interest to see Kim Jong-un denuke as well. So it's just, is it consequential? Not very much until he's ready to get rid of his stuff.
This is where your partner in L.A. would come in. Brian Whitman does good voices. I'd like to hear his... either he plays Little Fatty or he plays Pukin Putin talking to Trump. I want to know what the conversation how it goes when Pukin calls up Trump and gives him the report, because supposedly that's what's going to happen. Can you imagine after the last business with the Russians and the Mueller report, what the conversation is like when if nobody's listening? What do you think the conversation is like between Putin and Trump? Remember the last time they got together, Trump snubbed him, didn't even talk to him, walked right by him.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I find it interesting to. These are just people. They are just people. And we all have our likes and dislikes, people that we want to be around, people we don't want to be around, that sort of thing. By the way, speaking of Little Fatty, that little jerk has sent our country a bill for $2 million.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, come on.
That is some. That's some nerve.
Apparently,
first of all, he didn't even give us a healthy person. He gave us a comatose person who died.
Let me give you so we don't bury the headline here, which you accuse me of frequently. Mm-hmm. The hospital care of Otto Warmbier. Remember the guy who was the student held as a prisoner by the North Koreans? And he came home and died. Anyway, the folks over in North Korea who grabbed him in the first place and mistreated him want us to pay the $2 million hospital care bill for him. I just tell them to pick a finger off of his right hand.
Before they would let him go, they had to sign something. So our country signed the whatever it was, like the release to get him over here. And now Kim Jong-un is saying, well, that's $2 million. Thank you very much. And obviously no money has exchanged hands, nor will it or should it.
No. Right. Exactly. All right. In a moment, what the president is saying, well, a couple of different things. We haven't talked much about the president this week. I mean, not much going on. He's a very, right, there's never anything going on around Trump. I just find it.
It's always
actually
quiet.
It's right. I find it soothing not to talk about what he's doing. So anyway, but there is something that it seems has bothered some people, so we'll talk about that right after this on the DJV program.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Bigger is better, especially when it comes to television. And that's the case with Samsung's new TVs ranging in size from 65 inches all the way up to 98 inches and in 8K resolution. What is 8K? We asked Scott Cohen from Samsung.
All of the flat screen TVs we watch right now are made up of little dots on the screen called pixels. And when all the dots work together, it creates the picture. So increasing the number of dots should increase both picture quality, picture clarity, and the overall experience. So what Samsung did is, in our 4K lineup, we have about 8 million dots or 8 million pixels. In our 8K lineup, 33 million pixels, so four times the resolution. So what the customers are going to be able to do is sit much closer, which is going to give you more detail and a more lifelike image.
Check them out at Samsung.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD Super Formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD Super Formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD Super Formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into
one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value, free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there. But not anymore. Not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com. Order your Giza sheets today. Get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right. Free shipping at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
The future of printing is here, and so are the savings.
The reinvented HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now at Staples.
They're smart, mobile, and secure.
So you can easily print, scan, and copy remotely from your mobile device.
And now at Staples, save up to 20% on the all-new HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Plus, save up to $50 more in store when you trade in your old printer.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/4/19. See store or staples.com/HP OfficeJet Pro to learn more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the Trumpsters, the administration introducing regulations that could allow healthcare providers, hospitals, insurers to discriminate against transgender patients. They say officials at the Department of Health and Human Services are rewriting the Obamacare rule that provides protection. The proposal probably coming out as early as this week. I don't know. This is a lot of healthcare gobbledygook and legal blah, blah, blah. What basically the bottom line here is that insurers wouldn't have to pay for how much of the healthcare, Victoria? Is it all of it? Some of it?
I think they can turn it all down. They can basically, this is allowing for discrimination, which... That's what the 2010 Patient Protection of the Affordable Care Act,
okay,
that prohibited it. So you can't discriminate based on, you know, prior conditions and things like that.
Who benefits from this other than the insurance companies?
The insurance companies are going to love this.
Right.
Hospitals,
okay,
too. There are people who basically, if you have any type of complication or if you're transgender and someone at the hospital just doesn't want to deal with you, they can turn you away. Even if you have a bullet wound, a life-threatening illness.
Here's the bottom line on this. This, from my point of view, this is a bad move because it sends a bad signal. This doesn't cost the government a nickel.
Mm-mm.
It costs the health insurance. So it shows you the impact that the lobbyists for the healthcare industry have on the process. Because if it were, I would think...
There's also a religious component, too. A lot of faith-based, with what they call faith-based organizations and hospitals, they also don't believe in being transgender. So there's a component of that in there, too.
How does that affect you? That's always the question. How does that affect me? My question as to how I want to kind of deal with things like this, how does it affect me?
Well,
it doesn't.
In capitalism, and if a hospital wants to make the money of a patient, they will. It's like, look, Catholic hospitals for a long time have not been giving abortions. When people want to get an abortion, they go somewhere else. This is not, I don't know, it's nothing new, and capitalism sort of flushes out the system, right? Capitalism will say, hey, there'll be some hospital that will want to treat me. It's like the wedding cake argument.
Yeah, but what if with a hospital, what if you're in a rural community where you don't have multiple options of hospitals?
That's true.
It's getting into this, I think it's a slippery slope to allow to pick and choose who we're going to take care of. It's just ridiculous.
But it doesn't, I don't have a horse in the race, but it just shows you how powerful the lobbies are. That's what it is. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With Nick Miles is about to begin. Prepare yourself. Put your seatbelts on. Get ready to hit 60 in 3 seconds. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. Yes, Nick Miles is here with a focus. Well, let me pick up a couple of things here from the table, if I may, Nick. It looks like Fiat Chrysler is recalling 300,000 vehicles in North America because of a transmission problem. You know what this does? It says to me, it's the car industry today. The average person doesn't realize that what you see isn't necessarily what you get. And by that, I mean so many of these cars have the same platform, the same wheelbase, the same drivetrain, the same engine, yet they have a different skin on them. Is this an example of that very thing? Different cars, different.
Yes. I mean, you know, you look back to Ford and Mercury days, right, where every Ford and every Mercury and almost every Lincoln were the same vehicle, but they just had different names and different paint schemes. Sometimes it was just that simple. I mean, you know, they did the same over at GM, and they still do the same over at GM. A lot of their vehicles transcend between GMC and Chevrolet. They sort of swap vehicles and call them different things. But it's too expensive now because of all the safety regulations to develop new vehicles entirely. So manufacturers tend to use the same base for vehicles from one model to another, and they just, you know, weld an extra piece on here or there. So that's one of the issues.
Are we overdoing safety when it comes to cars? Is the government too involved here? What's it like in the rest of the world to get a car certified versus what it's like here, Nick?
Well, it's strangely enough, life is valued differently depending on what continent you're on. The Europeans have, you know, different safety features. In the U.S., you remember that beautiful Land Rover Defender? It disappeared in 1995. That's because America said it wasn't safe enough, yet the British were still selling them right up until last year or so. So it's difficult to know. Ultimately, the truth of the matter is we can't all sit around a table and agree on what safety is. And then there's always that pesky thing of people saying, I want my family to be okay and safe. So there's that, which always sort of pushes automakers to try and make them safer. Yeah, I think it all depends on the manufacturers. There's manufacturers like Honda who brought a crashed HR-V to the New York Auto Show last week and said, look, this is what can happen to your HR-V in the worst-case scenario, and everybody in the cabin would be fine because it was, you know, so secure. So some people get it, some people don't.
Got it. Waymo has picked Detroit to build self-driving cars. It was in an old Chrysler. Who owns this company? Chrysler?
Waymo is they work with Google a lot. They're fairly independent. It's an interesting choice because they've been working with Fiat Chrysler for a while. They use Pacifica minivans, I believe, to do a lot of their testing in.
Yeah.
And sort of now that they've decided to sort of settle in Detroit. But the thing with Waymo is it's, again, one of these car companies that's unproven. They've got a lot of great technology, but they don't have a car. You know, you can't go into a Waymo showroom today and buy a car, so who knows what kind of cars they're going to build. And
where are they getting their money? Who's funding this, though, Nick? Because it's been expensive to retool an auto plant. It's got to cost a lot of dough.
No, it absolutely does, and obviously people are willing to lend money on speculation. I mean, that's how the whole Tesla organization is built on borrowed money, billions of borrowed money.
Yeah.
So people are willing to lend money if they think they can get some sort of return out of it. Like, you would have liked to buy Apple shares, you know, 30 years ago, or 25 years ago. It would have been a great idea. Well, you know, there's somebody out there that's saying Waymo is going to be my retirement fund.
There you go. Daimler owns Mercedes, and they bought a truck factory a number of years ago. There's a venerable name in the trucking industry. The Freightliner brand had a lot of things connected to it, mostly good. Daimler bought it, and they become the Chevrolet. You see Freightliners everywhere because they're cheap. And now they're going to try to build electric Freightliners, is that right?
Yeah, so it's interestingly enough, they do build their Western Star trucks right now in Portland, Oregon, and they're going to try this electric car factory. Let's see if it works. Ultimately, Portland is a long way from places like Atlanta, so you ship all the parts in, you build the trucks, and then you have to ship them out to people who want to buy them in the populated East Coast. So it may be an expensive way to build vehicles and then have to ship them back across the country.
Yeah. Well, Freightliner is not the truck it used to be by any stretch of the imagination. All right, Nick, good report as usual. Lots to think about. Nick Miles.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.